good afternoon once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is hour number two of the Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Yep, it is Wednesday, middle of the work week, but a bit of a dreary day out there in central Wisconsin. It's been rather dark. We've had some snow on and off during the course of the day. And just not the greatest way to start off the month of March, but not terrible either for this time of year. Just a little bit of snow. Can we expect more? What can we expect as we get closer to the weekend? Well, to find out, we're joined from the weatherology.com weather center by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. And Ray, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. We continue to watch the potential for a little bit of light snow. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect for the northern portion of the listening area, basically from Taylor, Lincoln, and Langlade counties on to the north. Marathon County not included in that, although we will have the potential for perhaps another half an inch of snow here through the afternoon and into the early evening. And again, some heavier snowfall totals just off to our north, perhaps another inch of accumulation. High temperature around 34 this afternoon with light east winds. Tonight, snow and light areas of freezing drizzle coming to an end, a low of 16 degrees, winds out of the northeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Partly sunny on Thursday, high of 32. Friday, some patchy snow showers with a high of 35. Nice weekend shaping up, partly sunny Saturday, high of 37. Sunday, partly sunny with highs again in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller in the Weatherology Weather Center.
Always nice when you get a little sunshine and a little bit of warmer temperatures for the weekend. So once we get through, I guess, this light snow today, and then a little more chance of coming up Friday. Look, really a great weekend on tap, isn't it?
Yeah, really not a bad forecast at all. And even with that snow chance Friday, that's going to be fairly light. So pretty minor, nothing of any real significance in the forecast. Maybe some accumulating snow early next week, but even that looks kind of iffy at this point.
Okay, Ray, well, thanks for the information. We'll catch you again soon.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now, still some overcast skies here outside our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. Temperature an even freezing, 32 degrees. Winds are out of the northeast at 3 miles per hour. The dew point is 27. Relative humidity of 82%. The barometer at 29.69 inches and a visibility of 4 miles. I am Chad Holmes. It is a hump day Wednesday heading downhill towards the weekend. And as we just heard from Ray, looks like it will be a nice weekend weather-wise. Don't forget tonight from 6 till 8 p.m. I'll be back. We have from 4 till 6. Of course, it is the Devil's Advocates with Mike and Dom. And then after that, I'll be back right in front of this microphone with Jeff Gress across the way for the big high school sports show. We have three big guests tonight. We'll be talking about the high school basketball and hockey playoffs, plus be joined at 6 p.m. by Juliana Wimette. She is a senior from Lakeland Union High School. She is one of the finalists for the 2023 Miss Wisconsin Basketball Award, which goes to the top senior girls basketball player in the state of Wisconsin. She's had an outstanding career. She'll be playing Division I college basketball, so plenty to talk about with Juliana Wimette coming up at 6 o'clock. Then at 6:20, we'll be joined by the head boys basketball coach at Wausau West, Nate Lemons. Warriors, I hope you were with me last night. Pulled out a two-point win over Eau Claire North in their Division I regional quarterfinal. Went right down to the buzzer. A three-point field goal went off the iron for Eau Claire North at the buzzer. So the Warriors advanced to play on Friday against Hudson. We'll talk about last night's game. We'll talk about Friday's game. We'll talk about the season itself with Nate Lemons, the Warrior boys basketball coach, at 6:20. And then at 7:20, we'll be joined by another student-athlete guest, Braden Pieper from Merrill High School, a second-team All-Wisconsin Valley Conference performer. He'll be joining us then at 7:20. So, again, a full slate tonight from 6 till 8 on the Big High School Sports Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And, of course, again, don't forget tomorrow we have live coverage from the state hockey tournament. For the first time in 15 years, Mosinee earning a trip to state. They have a Division II state semifinal against Oregon. We'll be on the air at approximately 12 noon. Expect the opening face-off at around 12:15. Depends on the length of the first game, but again, expect a 12 noon pregame, 12:15 for the opening face-off. Mosinee taking on Oregon. Division II state hockey semifinal live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And I should say only on Bull Falls Radio. No, only free. The only place to get it for free is on Bull Falls Radio. You have to pay for a streaming service, but we'll look forward to bringing you that tomorrow. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back and talk plenty of high school sports. Will the Bucks ever lose again? I don't know. We'll talk about that. Marquette earns a conference championship. Badgers fighting for the NCAAs. Brewers in spring training. A whole bunch to talk about with Paul Micklin coming up as we continue here on the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end.
The Mosinee High School hockey team is heading to the state tournament for the first time since 2008. And you can catch all the action of the Indians in the state tournament in Madison on Marathon County's home for high school sports play-by-play on the radio, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Up first for Mosinee on Thursday will be a Division II state semifinal matchup against Oregon. Catch all the action live from Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena in Madison on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with pregame show at approximately 12 noon and the opening face-off at 12:15. It's Mosinee against Oregon in a Division II state hockey semifinal. Thursday at 12 noon on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And we're bringing in for our weekly talk on Wisconsin sports a guy I'm very jealous because he was telling me that he's going on a road trip. I'm going on a road trip too in the next couple of days, but I'm not going to be able to go to a casino in the next couple of days, which kind of annoys me while you get a chance to work and play. Is that the case here over the next few days?
Yeah, work is at a casino. Not working at the casino. Oh. Trying to get money is not trying.
So it's all play?
No. There is work. There is work
involved. But
it's involved.
Perfect where you have a little work and then have a little play.
Yeah,
and
down in Iowa, they must know how to do it. They have their coaches association.
Right by the casino?
Right in the casino.
Oh, geez.
Prairie Meadows.
Well, gee,
there's
whiz.
Like there's dog races and there's
don't bet on the dogs.
No. There's a deal on Saturday though that with the dogs, but looks like the weather down there is a little better too.
So how much you taking? You gotta have a limit.
I can't say.
But at the very least, have a limit.
There's a limit. I have it in my car right now.
Unfortunately, I always have a limit, but unfortunately, I end up always walking back to the ATM. So that's it. My limit always seems to change. But enjoy Iowa. You're going to be a football clinic and share all your secrets. Is that, you know?
Yeah, we get to go down there and talk, and that's some of the perks of having the team success. So we're excited.
I think you and Coach Thorpe have to go up there and say, if you do everything we say right now, you too can win back-to-back state championships.
No, that won't be what we're saying. Last year we got to talk offense, and this year it'll be defense. I will give to Coach Thorpe on most of that. So it'll be a good time, and you know, they really do a great job. They got like 1,400 people registered already.
Oh, wow.
Which is not too far off of Wisconsin's, and Wisconsin's probably the biggest in the Midwest for sure, if not the nation, with the WFCA. So So yeah, we're excited to go down there and see, and there'll be some Wisconsin people. There's a couple state champions from the Green Bay area, Milwaukee area, runner-ups, and Belmont to be down there, the team that we face in the championship game. So it's a good experience.
Always good to see them, I'm sure. Remind them.
No, we don't really mind. I just hope that Coach Thorpe doesn't have anything like highlights of that game on there.
And I hope that after your second straight championship, your appearance fee has gone up.
I wish this was I can dream. Can I, Chad? What I'm a dream is that it's me winning at the casino. That will be the.
I expect a report on exactly how much you do win. So
I might not come back. Maybe I won't.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, before we talk about, Badgers and Marquette and Bucks and stuff like that, I am going down to a state tournament tomorrow. And, of course, next couple of weeks we got state tournaments. There's been last week was wrestling, and then you got basketball coming up. And I know that football is different because it's not the same as a full weekend. But I know that we go to track and field every year. State tournament time is really special, isn't it? I mean, when you earn an opportunity to reach that level – it is something that you really carry with you, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great experience, and I'll be honest, on the way down there tomorrow, we'll be listening and watching and whatever the case might be all the way down, because that's that time of year, I mean, I don't really care. I watched wrestling the other night, and it was fun. It was enjoyable, and it doesn't, it's not even just like you said, it's not just it's the sport itself. It's just the experience of everything and seeing communities come together and the goals for regional games, sectional games, and state games, all of them. So, right. it'll be, and I know that you love the atmosphere, and I know Mosinee's getting a good one tomorrow with you and BJ. You guys will be fabulous on that.
And there's a special pressure. Because I said it last night afterward, I've had three basketball games. They've all went where the game is actually on the line at the buzzer. And there's a pressure involved in that. I mean, you've been there with tight football games and obviously being part of the track program. You've been involved in basketball times. I mean, you're 1 year as an assistant. You almost got to state because you got the touch, obviously. I'll tell Gress that.
Make sure you're minding that tonight.
But there is a pressure, and I felt it last night. I mean, it's almost like there's sometimes it's exciting. Other times it's almost painful. There's two sides of that coin.
Yeah, I think it's more the process of getting to that point, to be honest with you. Going through if it's a regionals, a sectionals, and then if you're lucky enough to get to state, it doesn't matter what sport it is. It's just such a long process. It really is that it's amped up, because again, it could be the it could be done. You could be done at any moment, any game, any meet, any race, and that is, there's nothing that you can simulate that in life, as you get older. So you try to get as many memories out of those opportunities as possible, but I'm gonna be honest with you though. If you're gonna live and die your career off of of that, you don't get to enjoy the moments that are in football in July and August, right. and in basketball during the summer too. I mean, I listened to or reading that article. I don't know if you did. I know you do a lot of reading, so I'm sure you did, to be honest with you. But that Jerry Pettigrew yesterday, it was in the Sentinel yesterday, and 82 years old and going to be 83 in July, he said. And, they didn't talk about state championships that much in there. And there's so much other stuff that you want to learn in high school athletics. Sometimes people just see the end result.
Right.
And that's not really the end result.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. The whole process is, and especially as I know you've said many times, especially at the end of your banquet, it's not about that. It's about where these young student athletes will be in 20, 25 years.
Yep. I mean, we're hopefully doing something in their life to point them in the right direction. And sometimes it's magnified that at the end that if you're winning or losing, you know what I'm saying? And that is not, I guarantee you, there's a lot of us that I felt that when we were 0-9, we were still doing stuff correctly that we are now, on the flip side of it. So, and that's what people at don't, if you're not in it all the time, you don't realize it, and you don't see the day-to-day connections and stuff like that. And sometimes those connections build into it when you have fabulous teams then, too.
Absolutely.
That's what makes teams get over the hump.
It all comes together.
Yep.
Again, we're talking to Paul Miklik, our weekly Wisconsin sports segment here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Talking about coming together. 15 in a row for the Bucks. That's amazing. It really is amazing, because in this era of load management and injuries and not playing everybody, to have 15 in a row, and they just keep rolling. I'm almost afraid they're peaking too early.
I mean, you talk about load management. They had a deal last night on the Bucks game when I got home, and it was the post game show. And to get tickets, and they play San Antonio over spring break at home, and so I'm getting these tickets, and I'm thinking to myself, San Antonio, that'd be a game that they're gonna have low management. That I can see us not seeing any of those guys, but you look at their next four games, I can see it getting to 19. Pretty easily, honestly. If you look at it, not easily, but that it's doable, because right. I think they're going to try to get these games, and then they go on that West Coast trip a little bit just before the 22nd, I think, of March, of when I was going to go to that game. Mm-hmm. They got Golden State, they got Sacramento, and Phoenix.
That's going to be tough.
That's going to be tough.
Sacramento has been great. That's cool to see. I mean, it's been such a long time for them to see. They're kind of the Western Conference Milwaukee that was, you know, down for such a long time, and now they're up. They don't have a Giannis, but they're still up, and I think that's kind of a cool story. So
yeah, and they're playing well, and like you said, and they got they're young. They're kind of Sabonis is. I mean, they got different guys. You know what I'm saying? That nice mixed match up there. But by that time, Phoenix will have all their guys.
Yeah,
Durant,
yeah.
I'm sure, will be there. Golden State's going to be fighting for a playoff spot. I mean, so, but. It's just so fun. I mean, last night I'm coming home from the game, and then I'm looking at it, and I see the final last 10 seconds or whatever, but then I'm looking at watching it, the highlights and everything else before that. I mean, they were getting killed at the beginning of that game. I mean, they're 6-for-10. I think the Nets were in the first half, or the first quarter, and they had like a 15-14 point lead. But they just don't. It doesn't even faze them.
Right, and. And Giannis, I mean, you worry a week ago because he has this wrist issue, and his numbers are, I mean, he is at the peak of his powers right now. It's just amazing.
Well, they're saying, I mean, too, and listen to the post-game show, they really haven't seen him play for a while.
I know.
I mean, a full
right.
amount, because
and he rarely does. He gets these numbers in like 30 minutes. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the game before the break.
Yeah, because he left in the first couple minutes.
And
then he came back on Sunday. He left in the first quarter.
Yep, on Friday. Yeah. And Sunday he didn't play at all.
Right, Friday.
So, I mean, so it's been over 2 weeks that he's actually played minutes that
right.
that matter, you know what I mean?
Right.
So they were talking about this. Hey, this is great to see him playing out there. But I mean, him attacking that hoop last night with a bad, he didn't have both hands when he was dunking. I mean, he was attacking that thing, and his legs would look good. I mean, I know they talked about the contusion, but he looked good. But they have other guys too. Even on Sunday, watching that game, mm-hmm. they got other players. Holidays is the real deal. And now you throw in Crowder, I mean, he's doing things. He's going to bring a different dimension to the team. Grayson is going to shoot the ball. Portis had a great game too. I mean, they got weapon, and Middleton's starting to shoot the ball now.
Yeah, he's starting to look more like
Middleton. Yes.
And real quickly, Giannis, I think I saw today, gave $1 million to
mental health,
which
Milwaukee.
Is again, how can you not love this guy? I mean, how can you not?
The guy. I mean, they had in the Sentinel on Sunday. They had a thing about him. I don't know if you read it, but it was just as the 10-year anniversary, and it was they had like a big pages.
Yeah.
I mean, just about him.
Yeah.
But what kind of guy he is, and what kind of person he is. I mean, and what he dedicates to his family and his craft.
Yeah.
Is literally. It wasn't about friendships when he was there. It was about trying to get better, trying to get accustomed, trying to get his family there, and to give them a life that they could live. I mean, how can't you cheer for that guy?
Exactly. Fantastic stuff. And really, really hope they get that second one this year. That'd be very, very cool. Have to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Speaking of great stories, Marquette Championship. We'll talk about that coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. We'll be talking winter high school sports. We'll take a look at what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball and boys and girls hockey, plus special guests. Each week, we'll be joined by one of our area high school coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. It's nothing but high school sports for 2 hours each Wednesday night. The Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's home for the best in high school sports coverage. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. No, that's later. The Chad Holmes Show right now on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, we are talking some Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklick. Before we leave the Bucks, Jimmy Haslam. I'm kind of disappointed that Lazary's selling to him. Because not only because of the Browns thing, but he's got some shady business dealings in his career.
25%, huh? That's what
And they're talking about, oh, he's not going to be the one in charge. If you're paying that kind of money, you better, I would think I'd want a voice in the matter.
I mean, he's got to have some voice, but he is only 25%.
Right.
I feel like
I'm saddened that we're breaking up the team that's got us to this point.
Well, my question is why are we ditching? Why are we leaving? You know what I'm saying? I mean, because that thing has quadrupled. Yeah. I think you talked about Herb Cole last time.
Yeah.
And he gave $100 million when he sold that team. He gave $100 million to build Pfizer Forum. You know, so people can say what they want about Herb Cole, but I'm going to tell you this right now. That's the guy that's why the Milwaukee Bucks are still Milwaukee.
It's one of the, yeah, because, I mean, frankly, they're in Milwaukee because back when he bought the team, there was talk they were going to be moving out of town.
Yep.
So, yeah, absolutely. Because he bought it before Bradley Center was built because there's, people have to look at history. And that's, again, Herb Cole did a solid then. And he did a solid out the door as well. And I would like be nice if Lazary gave, hey, you know, the state helped us with this building. We're going to give you a little money just for the rainy day fund, you know?
You would think, right? Yeah. I mean, I saw people saying that.
I know. They should because the state made the franchise more profitable.
Yes,
they did a lot of things well, but without that building, they're not as profitable. And we've been there. I mean, it's a beautiful place.
Beautiful.
I mean, it's just a fantastic place to watch a game. You're going to love it again coming up in a few weeks. But, yeah, it'd be nice if they said, we're going to give a little chump change here of the billions that the franchise.
I mean, did you see how much he flipped it for?
I know. Crazy, huh?
I mean, why?
That's one of the crazy things.
And you and me are sitting here, Chad.
That's one of the crazy things about, you know, when you talk about new arenas and new stadiums. It's like, yeah, we need to have this. But there should be a line in there that says, once you sell the team, based on how the franchise appreciates,
yep,
there should be some sort of line where the state gets something back out of it.
I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, it is. I mean, it's amazing how much it's amazing how some of these rich guys have their money. that's a whole different discussion for a different part of this show. But yeah, absolutely. So again, I just find it interesting that a guy that has got a few pickadiddles in his past is now going to be one of the Milwaukee Bucks owners.
And then hopefully he has no. I know you're saying he's got say. I don't think he'll have any say in the day to day operations.
He won't have a veto, I would think. But who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Marquette last night went to Butler. And again, we were talking off the air. That's not an easy place to go and win. And again, they went in there and they took care of the job. Ninth place in the preseason polls, first place now and a chance, as you said as well, to be maybe even a number one seed. Amazing. Give Shaka Smart a bonus after this year. That's what I'll say.
Didn't you like Wojo? I remember you liked Wojo.
No, I gave him more rope than you did. I'll say that much.
Yeah, a lot more rope.
But by the end, I was off the Wojo bandwagon as well.
I mean, I think this proves that
sometimes
that was,
you have to be proactive.
You know, and again, it's not all coaching.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, because the thought was, boy, we aren't, because they gave him a contract extension pretty recently, and he's still off on his ranch somewhere taking checks from Marquette.
Well, would you be? I would be too.
I know. So, but it was worth the payoff.
it was worth the payoff, and they literally have, I would think, at worst, they're a solid, unless they go off the tracks here. But if they win their last game, which they should, it's at home. And
you don't want to lose on senior day.
You don't want to lose on senior day at home. Only Wojo does that. but I'm just kidding. Not kind of. But then they have the tournament, and if you look at how they're bracketed, they'll play somebody like they'll play like a St. John's that first game after that, the winner of that play-in game kind of thing. And then they got Creighton or UConn. Now, again,
they've always been lousy in that tournament.
I know, but I'm telling you this right now. I think that it's made a Xavier and Providence, the two teams that Connecticut game prompts too, but that was at UConn.
Yeah.
The two teams that I thought really early on game trouble are in the lower part of the bracket. So and now you sit there and then you play them and you win those three games. You win the last game against St. John's, so you got four games. At worst, I think they're number two seed, and I think they really have a legit chance if they go 4-0 that they're going to be a number one seed. I mean, that's crazy to think
about. It is crazy. I mean, that is one of the great regular seasons that we've ever seen. I mean, it really is amazing because it was so unexpected. Even going back to December when they did lose to Wisconsin, it was like, all right, they've had a decent start, had a couple losses to Purdue and Wisconsin, and even
a huge win just before that against Baylor.
Right, but even before that, they lost to another SEC team down in that tournament.
Mississippi State. Yep.
So, I mean, they were just an average team at that point, and then all of a sudden, when the conference began, really, I mean, is where they kind of hit it. Is like going into the season, you think, man, if they're a little over 500 in the conference, get an NCAA berth, yep. Great year. Unbelievable year. Unbelievable. I mean, and you're a coach. I mean, sometimes it just comes together, like we said. Yep. And it's come together where the coach and these guys just hand in glove.
And the thing is, most of those guys, in some form or fashion, this is their second year now. Okay, so now, not just together, but with the coach and everything is. And nowadays, how many teams can say that they have more than 1 year with kind of the same team for the most part? I know they lost a couple of key cogs in there, but the rest of the guys were all the same that are playing now. So this is their second year together, and it's just literally. You could see that at the beginning of last year already. Not this year. I'm talking about last year, and I know we talked about this, but you could see in some of these guys makings of being the real deal.
Special.
And now, look at Kolick. It looks like he might be the MVP of the conference. I mean, that's and we talked about this off air many times 2 years ago, that guy looked like he knows how to create for others. He knows how to create for himself. And when you can do that, you're a pretty good basketball player, and that's what they have, and you got to hats off to them and what they've done for that, and quite frankly, if Wisconsin has a chance to get in the tournament, they're going to have to thank Marquette.
Yeah, going into Milwaukee and winning that game.
I mean that's
because it makes every game Marquette wins. It's sort of like the high school computers. Every game your opponent wins makes you look better.
Yep, it's a win for you too. Not maybe a full win, but it's a partial win. And in this case, with Wisconsin beating them, they're going to make and you're worried about the first weekend. If they can't, it would be a disappointment if they can't get to the first weekend,
I think this year. That first game still worries me because it's been so long since they won a game. If they get a one, that's great because it'll be 1-16. Because, I mean, when you don't get past the first round, I mean, it's been really painful. It's been painful so many years for a Marquette fan. And I'm
Who's
a big
coach
Marquette
with
fan. But last year it was Shaka. I mean, And yeah, I know. But
just starting.
I know. I know that.
But you are. They were painful.
I mean, it's been so many of these first games where not only they lost, they've looked terrible losing.
They're playing high pace and they're not making any buckets. When you play high pace and don't make buckets.
That Murray State game still stinks because they were a high seed. You know, it was a 5-12 game. And it's like, oh, man. And they looked like a AAU team out there.
Well, I mean, Morant was on that team. So now looking back at it, that's not that bad of a loss.
It was still a terrible loss.
You think so?
Yes, Wojo should have been better prepared than he was.
Jason Kidd losing the UWGB back in 1994, 93. That was a bad loss. Come on now, easy on him.
Speaking of Bucky, we talk about Marquette maybe being a one or a two. If Wisconsin's anything, people will be thrilled. I mean, I was thinking Matt LePay must be, doing all those games. He's a gray-haired guy now. He's going to be a white-haired guy by the end of the season, and Greg Gard will be. It's because every game, like the Michigan game, it's almost like Gard probably said, oh, again, when that three-pointer goes in at the buzzer. I mean, they had a chance for a really big win. That would have been a huge win on the road, and then to lose in overtime, and now have to play Purdue. We talked about last week going Michigan and Purdue.
You got to win one of those two.
And they were there. It's like, oh.
So now it's all on Purdue, and like you said, that's tough. That's tough. I mean, obviously.
That's the toughest in the Big Ten.
But I'll tell you, Michigan, they need that game just as bad as Wisconsin did. I mean, if they had any hope, and with all the stuff that they're saying and talking, and I mean, they had, that crowd was amped up, and I'll be honest with you, watching that Bucks game at that time and then flipping over, and they got down by 8. I'm going to tell you this right now. When they were down by 8, I thought they were getting blown out.
Yeah, and it was really a great comeback.
It really was. Without, for the most part, Chucky.
Yes.
I mean,
it was just. I mean, that's the. And again, that how do you respond? Because that's a gut punch.
Yes.
You've been there. Some games it's better to lose by 25.
Yes.
Than to lose like that.
Yes, because they fought back hard, and I was in the boat of that they were done. That game was chalk it up, let's move on, let's get ready for Purdue.
You're Mr. Dunn.
Well, usually I'm right with a Mr. Dunn, unfortunately. But that time I was wrong, and to see them and see them battle and see them shot for shot come back and take that lead, and then the kid makes both free throws to put it up by 3, and they did try to foul. I thought they didn't try to foul, and they made it obvious that they did try to foul, and the guy said they tried hard enough. Well, that's what the official told him. Did you see it?
Oh, no, I did not.
He goes, you didn't follow him hard enough. That's what he said. That's what...
They should... Again, that's a whole different conversation with it. They should know what they're trying to accomplish. And there should be some credit for that, right?
You would think that they would have figured that's what they're trying to do.
Because then sometimes it almost looks like in those, you see at the end of even high school games, they're trying, and it's almost like they make them do it harder.
Yes.
And that leads to trouble, actually, too.
Yes. Especially going in, you're talking about Michigan and Wisconsin, I thought it was a pretty physical game to begin with.
So, I mean, you don't make them, bring out the hacksaw.
I mean, what do you want to do, tackle a guy? And that hurt. And if they get that foul.
The Badgers done? I mean,
no, they're beating Purdue tomorrow.
Okay, I want to ask you about that because it's like you talked about it last week. Do you still think that's going to happen?
They're beating Purdue tomorrow.
They're going to beat Purdue. So next week we get them back together.
Guaranteed.
When you go down to the casino, see if
there is. There, I guarantee I'm losing. But
if they have a sports book, put something on Bucky there,
Guaranteed. You don't think so?
Boy, that's a tough game. Purdue's good.
Purdue's good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you this right now.
One of those Badger
games. Guard you're going to see, and it's going to be one of those games where they're going to win, and everybody's going to hate the fact that they won. That's the kind of fan base that we have.
I know, and that's one thing that people we're spoiled.
Yes.
When I grew up, the Badger basketball team had never, when they made the NIT, I remember under Steve Yoder, that was incredible. When they made the NIT.
Yes, it was a great year.
And when the Packers finally, because I started watching the Packers in 77. They made the playoffs during the strike year in 82 and then not again until 93. So it's like I was so used to not. I always thought to myself, if they only make the playoffs, I can live, All right. Well, you enjoy Iowa. Enjoy the casino. Enjoy your seminars.
You enjoy the hockey. You enjoy the basketball you'll get. And make sure you tell Gress that tonight about that.
You nearly got him to state. You nearly got him to state. Yep.
That's good.
He'll love that. He'll love that. But thanks, we'll talk to you next week. Paul Micklick again joining us, talking Wisconsin sports each week. We'll come back, wrap it up here on Bow Falls Radio. On Thursday night, the Wausau West High School girls basketball team looks to move one step closer to a trip to the state tournament when they take on Hortonville in a Division I sectional semifinal. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening tip set for 7 p.m. Wausau West Warrior High School basketball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department. It's Wausau West versus Hortonville in a Division I girls basketball sectional semifinal. Thursday night, starting with pregame show at 6:40 and the opening tip at 7 p.m. On your home for high school sports, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Today, it is the start of March. March the 1st, 60th day of 2023, 305 days left in the year. Is it March or April where it comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb? I think it's March, right? Would you call today like a lion or like a lamb? I think you'd probably say like a lion closer than like a lamb with the snow and all that stuff. So that means March goes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. Some famous events that occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1815, Napoleon, having escaped exile in Elba, arrived in Cannes, France, and headed to Paris to begin his 100 days rule. On this date in 1867, Nebraska became the 37th state as President Andrew Johnson signed a proclamation. On this date in 1932, Charles A. Lindbergh Jr., the 20-month-old son of Charles and Ann Lindbergh, was kidnapped from the family home near Hopewell, New Jersey. Remains identified as those of the child were found the following May. On this date in 1941, Captain America, created by cartoonist Joe Simon and Jack Kirby, is first published by Timely Comics. On this date in 1945, President Franklin D. Roosevelt, back from the Yalta Conference, proclaimed the meeting a success as he addressed a joint session of Congress. On this date in 1954, four Puerto Rican nationalists opened fire from the spectators' gallery of the U.S. House of Representatives, wounding five members of Congress. On this date in 1971, a bomb went off inside a men's room at the U.S. Capitol. The radical group Weather Underground claimed responsibility for the pre-dawn blast. On this date in 1974, seven people, including former Nixon White House aides H.R. Haldeman and John D. Ehrlichman, former Attorney General John Mitchell, and former Assistant Attorney General Robert Mardian, were indicted on charges of conspiring to obstruct justice in connection with the Watergate break-in. Those four defendants were convicted in January 1975, though Mardian's conviction was later reversed. On this date in 2010, Jay Leno returned as host of The Tonight Show on NBC after a short run as the host of that show by Conan O'Brien. 10 years ago today, President Barack Obama, still deadlocked with Republican congressional leaders, formally enacted $85 billion in across-the-board spending cuts a few hours before the midnight deadline required by law. On this date 5 years ago, President Donald Trump announced the U.S. would impose stiff tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, escalating tensions with China and other trading partners and raising the prospect of higher prices for Americans. And 1 year ago today, Russian forces escalated their attacks on crowded urban areas, bombarding the central square in Ukraine's second biggest city and Kiev's main TV tower in what President Zelensky called a blatant campaign of terror. People celebrating birthdays today. Singer-actor Harry Belafonte turns 96 years old today. Rock singer Mike Diabo of Manfred Mann's Earth Band is 79. Former Senator John Breaux of Louisiana is 79. Rock singer Roger Daltrey of The Who is 79. Actor Dirk Benedict, one of the stars of The A-Team, is 78. Actor-director Ron Howard. He was Opie on The Andy Griffith Show, Richie Cunningham on Happy Days, and then a director of many, many big hit movies. Ron Howard turned 69 years old today. Actor Catherine Bach from The Dukes of Hazzard fame is 68. Actor Tim Daly of Wings is 67. Also celebrating a birthday today, rock musician Ryan Peake of Nickelback is 50. Actor Mark Paul Gosselaar of Saved by the Bell and NYPD Blue is 49. Also celebrating a birthday today, pop singer Keisha is 36. And pop singer Justin Bieber turning 29 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Don't forget, after I take a break for a couple of hours, between 4 and 6, I'll hand off the baton to the Devil's Advocates, Mike and Dom. I'll be back from 6 till 8 today for the big high school sports show. Jeff Gress and myself, again, joined at 6 o'clock by Lakeland Union High School senior Juliana Wimette, one of the finalists for the Miss Wisconsin Girls Basketball Award as the best senior Wisconsin girls basketball player. She's with us at 6. At 6:20, we'll be joined by Nate Lemons, the head boys basketball coach at Wausau West. At 7:20, it will be Braden Pieper, senior, second-team All-Wisconsin Valley Conference performer for Merrill. So that's from 6 till 8, big high school sports show. And then tomorrow, don't forget, at 12 noon, Mosinee State Tournament Hockey taking on Oregon. 12 noon pregame, 12:15 for the opening faceoff right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. And then tomorrow night at 6:40, we will have Wausau West girls basketball. Warriors taking on Hortonville in a Division I sectional semifinal. So lots of high school sports coming up, but also coming up, the Devil's Advocate straight ahead. Have a great rest of your Wednesday and keep it right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.